Yes, you.
Just me?
Yes.
I couldn't even hear you. What did you say?
I'll be louder. Can I just get your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I think we're disappointed with the result, obviously. Didn't feel it was a 2-0 game. It's the same old story for us. You know, we've knocked the ball around well, created our chances, but we just don't have that luck at the moment, putting it in the back of the net. But credit to Tommy. Tommy's team, they're clinical. You know, in and around that box, when they get their opportunity, they finish it. But that just goes to show you the maturity of his team at the moment. But we're a team that's improving week in and week out. You know, we feel we're getting stronger and stronger. The guys are getting more confidence. And we're just missing that little bit of luck now in front of goals. You know, even last week I said to Katas, I said if you had a size 12 on, you would have scored that. And tonight's probably the same thing. You know, if we had so many good chances. Their keeper made some good saves. But you know, overall, we're disappointed with the result because we felt we should have got something out of it for our play today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The spring portion's now in Cavalry's, and you guys have a chance to reset now with the fall portion of the season. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, this team has improved week in and week out, but what's the message that you can kind of give to your boys now that you have a chance to sort of have a fresh start?
Yeah, it's a fresh start, but it's patience. It's patience. You know, we can't get our heads down, shoulders down. We gotta stay confident. And that's the only way that we're going to keep improving, is to be confident and believe in what we're doing. The boys are believing in the philosophy, our style of play, and it's coming. We're not far off now. I'm telling you that much. You know, we keep talking about it. Every week we're getting better on training. We're getting better and we're getting stronger. And yeah, it's going to be a fresh start. You know, it's something that we've discussed that we want to be in that final. We want to be in that. We want to be champions.
We have some new, we brought in some players that we haven't seen for possibly all season. How did you feel about each of them playing, like Cox and some of the others that you brought in?
Well, Joe's just come in. Joe's, you know, Joe was back. I thought Joe was great today. Did very well. I thought Roger Thompson, I thought he was fantastic in the second half. It's good to see Roger back. We've been waiting for some time. You know, it doesn't matter who Luca plays with as well. I mean, he does an amazing job at that center back position. And you know, with Gogues and with Roger, I thought the two of them were fantastic. So it was good to see them. I thought Coxie did well. You know, his movement was okay. You know, he's getting there. But overall, I thought the guys did okay. Yeah.
You have a chance as a defender to see most of the play develop in front of you. So when we talk about those connections developing between a relatively new team, have you noticed improvements in the way that your teammates are connecting with one another?
Yeah, definitely. I think not only myself, I think everyone else can see the improvements we have everywhere on the pitch and the chemistry we're building. I do think we play probably the best football in the league on our day, and we can play with anybody. So it's nice to see it coming together. Like the gaffer said, we're not far off. It's just that clinical finishing in the final third, and then, you know, we go from here to, you know, here. So we're not far off, and it's nice to see everything coming together, and we're looking forward to the next season to, you know, pick off where we are and to improve on things that we need to get better at.
So this process of growth, I mean, it's a new one for many players. It's a whole new league anyways, but what's it been like to, I guess, now looking back and reflect on this spring as a player for a team that, you know, has undergone so many, like, changes and seen so much growth?
Well, I mean, it was always going to happen, the growth. You know, we're going to be perfect right off the bat, and I don't think we are perfect right now, but we're getting there. Week in, week out, we're performing better. We're, you know, playing better football, creating more chances every game. Like I said, we just need to add the finishing touch to that. But it's been nice to see. You know, we had a plan at the start of the season to obviously win. It didn't happen. And now we got to reset and refocus and go again because it's a brand new league. Pretty much a brand new season, and we feel as though with the players and the style we have that we should be at the top.
The next time, of course, we see you here, it's going to be in the Canadian Championship with Montreal. So I guess, you know, now the spring season has finished, what lessons should you be able to apply both to the fall season as well as to Montreal and the Premier on the Championship?
Score goals. So that's what we're missing right now, you know, as a team. We're missing that final touch in that box. But listen, you know, I keep telling the guys, just be patient. It's going to come. It's going to come. And when it does, you know, I'll be honest with you, I enjoy watching the guys play, you know, on the sideline, watching the confidence, watching them knock the ball around, getting their little pockets and their little one-twos. And I enjoy watching it, and I can see the belief in them. And I feel sorry for them at the end of the games, because I know they deserve so much more because of the work that they put in. Their work ethic's phenomenal. So, I mean, if I look back at this season, I think as a gaffer, I'm looking at it going, you know what, we're improving week in and week out. If I looked at it and said, okay, we're not improving, we're not creating chances, our possession's terrible, we can't knock the ball around, then we'd be in a bad spot. So I'm very happy from preseason to now where we are as a team and how we're really coming together. The maturity's starting to come in now. And you know, now going into Montreal, that's another good test for us. It's a good test to see how we do against the Impact. The guys are excited for that one. They're looking forward to that game. You know, but first of all, we've got to look at Valor, because we've got to get it. We want to get a result there. And again, we're still improving. So when we start that fall season, you know, we want to be up there picking points and moving ourselves up that table.
If it's possible to touch on, I know with the July transfer window coming in, if there's any update on Jose Pinnett?
Yeah, we're still working on Pinnett, to be honest with you. It's been a crazy situation, trying to get his visa all sorted. We're waiting on that. So, you know, I think over the next week or two, we'll finally have a decision where he's at and what we're going to do with him. But you know, Pina's a great player. He's a good kid. We would love to have him here right now, but it's, you know, the circumstances are kind of against us and him a little bit right now. But we'll see what happens over the next week or two.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks guys.